Blog Talk Radio.
I have to be good as possible because in my environment I have been exposed to things that I perceive as racist. Being an African-American person in society, I have no criminal record, and I did not call the police. I call the police once in a while because of the incidents, and I go get a restraining order or whatever, and I try to follow the rules as much as possible. Unfortunately, I have somebody who called themselves compassionate conservative or whatever and don't come near me and say hateful things at me, and I ignore it because I don't hang around with hateful people or intolerant people. And then I had, because of my podcast, I have individuals in my building who have made up false allegations about my mental health because of my podcast. And I told people that podcasts are entertainment. I have a right to express my point of view. It's legal to say what I need to say. I have also been targeted for false allegations related to my mental health, and there was no emergency. And remember that I was told this by the LA Attorney General, that nobody, no police officer can get involved unless it's a crime actually being committed or if I have evidence. And no therapist or social worker can get involved unless there's an emergency or direct involvement. And the county mental health have said that too. And I try, but from what I've gotten across, these individuals in my environment were too intolerant toward African-Americans like me for no reason, because of jealousy of owning a home or being a lawyer or whatever. Some of these people were mentally ill clients at the San Fernando Center, nearby. So I don't associate with anything related to mentally ill, and I bring it up because I used to work in there, and I will never work in mental health again because of the bad experiences with the clients or former clients at the San Fernando Center. They can't move on or the area nearby. And I've been falsely accused because of my health by these African-Americans who make up stories. So I was told I need to have evidence and I need to abide by the law. So I was also told that by the civil rights at the state about when people target other people for racism, indirect or direct. I was a victim of racism where people falsely accused me of being a criminal, falsely accused me of calling the police, which I did not today. I did not make a phone call today, or falsely accused me of having a criminal record, which I don't. I contacted the Attorney General. They sent my criminal record. The only thing that I have on my criminal record, honestly, is that I've been accused of something that I didn't do, and it was dismissed because it was lack of evidence and furtherance of justice. So I was never convicted of anything. I don't have no misdemeanor. I don't have no felony. But the individuals nearby me said they are compassionate conservative. They are not. They are racist. They were intolerant toward me because they didn't like me hanging out with white people, or because my friends are Jewish. They didn't like me hanging around. They were intolerant. They come from the South, and they have some agenda, and they're doing it indirectly. So to make sure that I'm okay, and I was told this by people, I had to be very careful what I say and do and always be good as possible. Because being an African-American or minority, they always get targeted for racism by people who call themselves ultra-conservatives or racist people because they don't like black people trying to own homes and so on. There's the racism in housing. It always have, and I experience it here in my building. Also, being unique and being an artist, which I came out to L.A. to do. I came out to L.A. to do. You know, being unique is a good thing. You know, it's not just in West Hollywood. It's in all over the L.A. There's a lot of artists. Some ignorant people come from a racist sect, or they came from backward point of view. Maybe they came from the South and they don't know how to live around people who are unique because they're ignorant. So my concern is that I am going to live the life that I want to as long as I ain't bothering anybody else. I have the people in my building or nearby area has made false allegations about me because of my mental health or because of my creativity. They are ignorant, and they are racist, and they're mentally ill because they're going by ignorant backward beliefs. So that's my concern. The reason why I bring this up is because I have people who said they were social workers and who said they were coming around, which they should not be. They have violated the law, my constitutional rights by following me around, and there was no emergency. There was nothing that required hospitalization. They lied to people about my mental health because I was an artist, and that was not fair. I was told I could sue this building, I could sue people, and I could file a hate crime, too. So I was told that I could do that. But what I need to do is have more evidence to back up what I say. Because the truth is, it's very common for minorities like me or somebody who is an artist unique to be targeted by ignorant racists in society. And I'm no exception because I did experience racism in the form of being falsely accused of being a criminal. I was denied housing even though I don't have a criminal record. I was falsely accused of stealing, which I did not at Target, and everything I say is factually correct. So it happened too many times where I had to be careful about somebody judging me by bigotry, by my race, indirect and directly. And I'm also dealing with it indirect where people have made false assessments on my mental health when there was no emergency. They got involved, which they shouldn't have been, and as I said before, you have to be involved legally, and people in the public sector always follow the law. If they don't, then they shouldn't be a police officer or a caseworker. There can't be no hatred. If they don't like what I say on these podcasts or whatever, that's no harm. It's legal. Okay? So we deal with people directly. This is what I was told, not just by psychologists, but also by the state and attorney general. I had to do this because somebody said they were from North Carolina or from the South who came out here and do not know how to live around liberals or very open-minded people because they were too close-minded. They like KKK people. I mean, they even were against interracial marriage, and there was nothing wrong with marrying someone of a different race. They were too racist to live in California or in the 2023. So I'm still dealing with the racism and discrimination. I'm being followed by people who have false allegations about my health and about me. So I have to always be careful about what I say and what I do because I don't want to be put in a situation which happens to some black people, some minorities in a situation legally based on somebody's ignorance or racism. And disability discrimination is also another one. They should not be making assessments on my mental health because my mental health is fine. I'm very much aware they should go to something when there's an emergency. They can't mind their business, and they got some ulterior motives. Now, the harassment, everything I say is true. I am colorblind. I am character. I like all people, but unfortunately I had some people, they include African Americans in my environment, who simply cannot mind their business. They have some agenda against me because of their own illness or inability to respect me as a person, even though they don't know. I realize that some people, these people in my environment are multicolored, black, white, and brown, or my area, or my neighborhood, cannot mind their business. So it's not right for them to harass me and come near me. I don't want to keep going to the police. I don't want to keep going to file a restraining order. So my next goal is to try to sell my home so I can live in an area where I don't have no racist near me or no bigot, no homophobe, or no crazy black, white, or brown person who can't mind their business or who's targeting me for no reason. So that's when I leave it there. But it happens a lot with minorities, particularly African-American men, get targeted for hatred or some kind of ulterior motive. That's why I say if you're a minority in this society, you have to be as good as possible. I have to be as good as possible. I can express myself on podcasts, but I have to abide by laws and rules. If I see a nosy neighbor, nosy neighbors are everywhere, who are saying things about me that ain't true, who's not an expert, and when I hear people racist near me, I have to ignore it and stay away from bigoted people as much as possible. I cannot hang out with no bigot, okay? Now, when I mentioned black-on-black crime, I always said in previous podcasts that I'm not talking about race. I'm talking about character. And when an African-American person does not want me to hang out with white people or say this or that, that's racism. Two wrongs don't make a right. Black racism is morally, ethically wrong, just like white racism. We should go by somebody's character, not their skin color. There are good people of all races, shapes, and sizes. But unfortunately, in this environment and in the United States, while most African Americans are very good like me, they abide by the law and they express themselves, there are a few who commit crimes and commit fraud and hurt other African Americans, not just in the hood, but all around the United States. I was no exception. Not only was I a victim of racism, disability discrimination, false allegations about my health, I was a victim of racial profiling, I was also a victim of black-on-black crime. And that's why I know that we cannot go by race, we have to go by character. So I protect myself from evil people regardless of color. And I leave it there. I mean, I was told this because, I told the real estate agent who helped me buy this home that these individuals were racist people. They were ignorant, and they don't like me living here for no reason. They were going by allegations because I make these allegations on podcasts, and they were making up false allegations about my mental health. They say there's no proof to what I'm saying in the building, then fine. They have no right to be spreading false allegations about me or my health or whatever. I mean, we have to go by laws and rules, you know? And if people are concerned, they should not be. As I said before, podcasts are entertainment, but it's also a right to express thyself. It is legally okay to express myself on these podcasts. Everything I say on these podcasts are factually correct, but I also am aware that if I express myself in a way that I can, to the best of my knowledge, I have to be aware of saying things about accusations, because if I say someone's name, I could be sued for defamation. So legally, I have a right to freedom of expression under the United States Constitution. There are millions of people doing podcasts, and there are lots of people who say all kinds of allegations and say things are so way out, more way out than I ever will on a podcast. I have a right under law to express myself on podcasts. But black-on-black crime is wrong. Interracial marriage is good. If anyone's against interracial marriage, they got to be a racist, a hate monger, a KKK person. They should not be living among me and you or anybody in this society. If you marry somebody of a different race, it is a good thing. If you marry somebody of the same race, then good for you. Love does not see color. I am an artist. And because I make music, my music is for all people, black and white and brown, who understand what it means. We don't go by race. We go by character. Unfortunately, I came across ignorant, dangerous, black, white, brown, ignorant, black, white, brown people in my building and neighborhood who simply cannot mind their business and do not understand how to live around people like me for no reason because of their ignorance, their mental illness, their racism, and their inability to understand to live among people who are diverse. So being somebody who has been falsely accused of being something I'm not in a negative way, being somebody who's been falsely accused of racism, disability discrimination, and other kinds of discrimination based on who I am and for being unique, I have to express it. Yes, the government should be involved with this building because you should not be people should mind their business and should not be targeting me or anybody for no rational reason simply because of their ignorance or because of my color or because of their inability to live in the present, which is 2023. So it's important. And because of these experiences and because of my background in mental health, where I worked and so on, I would never work in mental health again because of the bad experiences with the clients at the San Fernando Center and in this building. Because I had experienced crime and I experienced so much bad experiences from people who with mental illness, and I cannot simply do that for a profession. I really came out to LA to be an artist, but I'm aware that I have to be an intellectual too to understand and know the difference between right and wrong. But basic common sense, anybody, whether they have a college degree or not, understand basic common sense on how to live around people who different from you or look different from you. If you don't like somebody of the same race or like something, then you should move or keep it to yourself. If you're ignorant, if you feel something is wrong with me or somebody for expressing myself or saying something that involves allegations, then keep it to yourself and then deal or follow the law. You don't make up assessments. You don't follow me around. You don't accuse me of something unless you're a dangerous person. But unfortunately, with minorities, it does happen a lot because of people's racism, and I'm no exception. Or other types of discrimination. And unfortunately, sadly, black-on-black crime. But I want to re-emphasize that most African-Americans do not commit crimes. It's just that I had these mentally ill black people in my environment, my building, in the area, and these black and white people who simply cannot mind their business and have the inability to stop categorizing or looking at me as some object to terrorize or harass. So it's important for me to talk about it. If anybody's concerned that I'm making up stories or so on, then so be it. That's their opinion. I am not making up stories, and it's my right to communicate without being targeted or investigated for false allegations or discrimination. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.